You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are a lot of different kinds of ceilings, and some of them are hard to see, particularly around behavior. Professor Albert Rizzo, known as Skip, is a pioneer in virtual technology. His newest program is the Virtual Interactive Training Agent, or VITA. It aims to help people do something that a lot of us take for granted: navigate a job interview. But for people on the autism spectrum, job interviews can be particularly daunting. So VITA helps them practice with a virtual interviewer. Here's Skip to explain with a little help from his creation.
The Vocational Interview Training Agents is actually an application that uses artificially intelligent virtual human technology.
How are you?
VITA, for short. The agents are actually mock interviewers. They're job interviewers that give a person an opportunity to practice job interview answers and responses and skills and getting comfortable and so forth.
I'm glad you're here. In a minute, we'll get into some questions about the job. But before we do, why don't you just tell me about yourself?
I'm a clinical psychologist, and I direct the Medical Virtual Reality Research Group at the University of Southern California Institute for Creative Technologies.
That was a good answer.
With these characters, we've built six of them, and they're of all ages and gender, ethnic background. We can set them to have three different behavioral dispositions. They can be really that nice light touch job interviewer.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much for coming in and meeting with me.
Or the neutral interviewer, or the...
The fact is, you're going to make a mistake. There's no way around it. So why don't you tell me, what's the worst mistake you've ever made?
The real stress interviewer, the real son of a bee. And we can have people practice how they will respond to these types of characters under a range of conditions. So it really gives people experiential practice in how to do a job interview. And when they're done with, say, a 10-15 minute interview, they can review what they've said. They can see a split screen of the reviewer or the interviewer and themselves and, get a little bit of insight into their behavior and sitting with a VOC counselor.
That's a pretty good strength. Now, everyone has something they would like to change or improve. So what about yourself would you like to improve?
They can possibly improve their skills. There's a lot of folks out there that can do the job, that have the skills, but they choke during an interview, and particularly people with special needs. And that's where we've really targeted this work.
Maybe you haven't thought this far ahead, and that's okay. But have you set any career goals for yourself? If so, can you tell me about some of them?
We originally started the project working with the Dan Marino Foundation to target high-functioning people on the autistic spectrum. And these are people that are oftentimes quite intelligent, but they have difficulty in social situations. And so for them, going through a job interview is a trial by fire. I mean, even more so than for the rest of us. And one of the advantages here is that, you know, everybody knows that these are not real people that are interviewing them. So there's no risk. They can goof up a bunch, and they don't have to worry about impression management. They don't have to worry that somebody's going to think they're, you know, a fool or, you know, they don't have, there's no shame. You can mess up a bunch in your job interview and get over those mistakes, get more comfortable with the process, and hence, hopefully not make the same mistakes when you're actually in the real thing.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll be in touch when we've made our decision.
So how does VITA actually help people on the spectrum prepare for job interviews? For Aaron Brown Coates, it made a difference. He's 21 and went through the VITA program as part of the curriculum at the Dan Marino Foundation. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So tell me what it's like to do an interview with VITA.
It was honestly very, you know, I'm sure it's very surreal for people that have never done it before. But for me, as someone who has a background in the video game industry and things like that, you know, it was very comforting. It's very not as intimidating as a real interview because there's that disconnect there that allows you to really focus on what you're doing and not focus on how the other person is perceiving you.
Do you feel like it helped you get ready for job interviews?
It did. It's actually very, I think it was perfect training. I think it's way better than a mock interview, especially to be supplemented with actual mock interviews. I think it's a perfect way of training for interviews.
Before you started learning this stuff, what did you think about job interviews or maybe just kind of interacting with people when you were being an intern? What was that like for you?
Before, it was pretty intimidating. I've always had an issue actually like keeping eye contact with people or making sure that I don't feel intimidated, making sure my words come out very, you know, eloquently, make sure they come out very easy to understand. And the Vita honestly did help with focusing my thoughts. It had allowed me to concentrate more on myself and concentrate more on what's important for what I say and less on, oh, is this person going to hire me? Oh, is this person, like, does he like me? Oh, am I too nervous? Am I too this? Am I too that?
And tell me what you're doing now at work.
Well, what I do at work is I pretty much am a subcontractor. I help companies with their social media profiles. I help them post things and things like that.
Either at work or in life, what do you think people don't understand about you?
Well, as someone who's on the autism spectrum, I'm Asperger's. People feel like maybe I'm very, very socially awkward and things like that. And while I may be, to a certain degree, very socially awkward, it's mostly that those skills don't come very naturally to me. Those skills, I definitely possess those skills. It's just that I have to train myself more than the average person to present myself socially, present myself confidently.
Well, Aaron Brown-Coates, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.